You're listening to EPN.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to E-Commerce Radio. This is Eric Dye. Joining us on this segment today is Harley Finkelstein, Shopify's Chief Platform Officer and Legal Counsel. Harley has an extensive background in startups and e-commerce. Coming to us today from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Harley, welcome to E-Commerce Radio.
Eric, as always, thanks for having me and glad to be back.
Thanks for joining us once again. So you've got this contest going on and there's tons of e-commerce platforms and software out there. What makes Shopify different than the rest?
Well, I think, as I may have mentioned in one of our previous conversations, Shopify was built for our own needs. In 2005, we were trying to launch a snowboard shop called Snow Devil, and effectively we were looking for some piece of software to allow us to move online and build a really beautiful online store that not only is easy to set up, but also can scale. And when we saw what was in the market, we figured we kind of had to do this ourselves. And so we initially built Shopify for our own use, for our own snowboard store, and about a year later, we sort of re-commercialized the company as a software company rather than a snowboard company. But the general tenets or the gist of what makes Shopify different or superior to some of the other players in the market is really quite simple. Have 15 minutes and you know how to use email. You can not only a store on Shopify, but a beautiful store on Shopify. And on the flip side, Shopify is really easy to scale. And so there won't ever be a time or a reason that you'll ever have to leave Shopify. You can, you know, you can start doing $10 a day and grow your business to $1 million a day and never feel that you have to sort of graduate off of our platform.
Why did you go with a contest format?
So that's it's a really good question. One of the things we recognized about 2 years ago, and in fact, this was in a conversation with Tim Ferriss from the 4-Hour Workweek and 4-Hour Body. We had spoken to Tim and sort of let him know, and he kind of actually brought this up, that despite the fact that e-commerce and building an online store is so easy to use and has such, you know, is actually, it's becoming democratized and that anyone can do it, there's still a bit of a connotation that e-commerce and building an online store might be difficult or you kind of need some sort of background design or develop or be a programmer. And that obviously is not the case. It couldn't be any easier. And so we thought that we had to provide some way in which to give an incentive that would allow users and potential e-commerce merchants to sort of take a chance and dive into it. And frankly, there's no better way to do that than to kind of bribe them with a little bit of a cash prize. And so together in 2010, in collaboration with Tim Ferriss, we launched our first Build a Business contest. And we gave away $100,000 to the store that did the most amount of business throughout the contest period. We last year had over 1,300 signups. Those stores, these were brand new businesses. They did not have a business prior to the contest. They had to be fresh businesses. And over a course of 6 months, towards the end of the contest, those 300 businesses did approximately $3.5 million in sales. And so incredible numbers. And so that was a really great, sort of benevolent kick in the butt for them.
Wow, that's phenomenal. So what do the participants really get out of it?
So this year, with feedback and just to kind of as an aside, last year's winner was a company called Dodo Case that created moleskin-like iPad cases. They do a tremendous job with them. And actually, Dodo Case has gone on to do over $5 million in business. And again, this company was started by virtue of this contest, and the contest was kind of a kick in the butt that they needed. And again, now they're, you know, a huge going concern, $5 million in sales. The principals of that company and the founders have left their full-time jobs and are now focused completely on Dodo Case. And it was a great story. And so we went back to those contestants, in particular some of the winners, and we asked them, you know, what tenets of the contest they liked and where they think we could have done better. And the general consensus was the contest provided a really great venue in which to build a new company based on the incentives and the tools that we were providing them. But they really did feel that where we could help, and we agreed with this, was more education. And so this year, this year's contest started May 1st, 2011. This year, we teamed up with Tim Ferriss once again, as well as Gary Vaynerchuk and Seth Godin. And together, we've created sort of our $250,000 contest. We're actually giving away almost $500,000 in cash and prizes. And anyone that signs up for the contest gets a Shopify account. They get a ton of education. They get a chance to do one-on-one Skype sessions with Gary Vaynerchuk. The winner gets to do a face-to-face session with Gary Vaynerchuk, gets to have lunch at Seth Godin's apartment. In New York City, where he'll do some marketing consulting. The winner also gets to go down to the Googleplex in California and have a chat with not only Tim Ferriss, but also an AdWords consultant. So not only are we providing these contestants with a great venue in which to build a new business and providing them incentives in which to sort of act as that proverbial kick in the butt, but we're also adding a lot more to the pie. Or everyone that signs up gets Moo business cards, for example. They get credits to MailChimp. They're able to get part of it also is that they get to participate and get this sort of exclusive content provided by our partners to help them build their business. And so there's a lot of education this time, and they really do get an inside look into how to build an online store from people that have done it.
We are joined today with Harley Finkelstein, Shopify's Chief Platform Officer and Legal Counsel. The website shopify.com/contest here on eCommerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How are the numbers for the contest so far since we've last spoken?
All right, so this is actually really exciting. So as I told you, last year, in our last year's contest, we had about 1,300 contestants that did about $3.5 million over the entire contest. This year, we're just about at the halfway mark, not exactly, but almost the halfway mark. So far, we've had over 2,000 contestants, so a really nice bump, and still every day there are more contestants coming. Those 2,000 contestants have actually sold more than $1.9 million in GMV, so almost $2 million, and the contest isn't even half over yet. And of those 2,000 plus stores that are in the contest, they've actually done over 24,000 orders. So we're not talking about necessarily companies that were already around that have kind of moved over to Shopify. We're talking about brand new businesses that never existed prior to this contest. And by virtue of the contest, they decided to take the plunge and really get into this. And again, amongst those contestants, they've already done over $2 million in gross merchandise value in sales.
Incredible, incredible numbers. Now, you're giving away some other amazing opportunities. Is that true?
Absolutely, yeah. So I mentioned some of them early on, but again, as I mentioned, the focus of the contest for this year is really on education. We don't just simply want people to register for the contest, build their store, and then, you know, collect the hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. We also want to provide them with great tools, great best practices. And so, you know, things like ongoing power sessions with Gary Vaynerchuk, who I think is probably one of the best sort of evangelists and experts in social media. That sort of thing is impossible, you know, unless you're sort of collaborating with us and by this context. There was a company actually called Dexter that was actually an Ottawa-based customer, an Ottawa-based store, just coincidentally. And they make a watch where you can plug in your iPod Nano to. And they were the winner of the last Gary Vaynerchuk power session. They come back to us after the session, and they told us that essentially that 45-minute session with Gary was the best sort of power session or mentoring session they'd ever received, because Gary was able just to kind of laser focus down on some of their biggest concerns and their biggest hurdles and provide them with, you know, great solutions for that. Something else that we're doing is we're allowing all of our contestants to share in these. We have a blog that's dedicated exclusively to the Build a Business content. So we allow all of our contestants to access that blog and really share in that collaboration. And one of the nice things that came out of it that we've recently learned is not only are we supporting our contestants with education and our partners are doing so, but actually contestants are actually helping other contestants in order to get to that next level. And in that respect, it's really going great. So we're really pleased to see what's happening. But there, you know, besides the big, you know, cash prizes and Google AdWords gift certificates and sessions with Gary Vaynerchuk and Seth Godin and Tim Ferriss, generally, just being part of the contest, we feel that it's going to give these sort of contestants and these entrepreneurs a really great education in terms of how to build and scale an e-commerce shop.
Well, Harley, what kind of stores have done well and do well in the contest and on Shopify in general?
So I'll give you a couple that I think are really interesting. One is called flockstocks.com, Flock, F-L-O-C-K, stocks, spelled the normal way. And flockstocks.com is actually an Australian-based shop. And what they're doing is they're actually selling, and I actually only realized this recently, I only recognized this recently, but they're selling something quite trendy. I guess right now women are really into kind of these feathers that they put into their hair. And so flockstocks kind of provides these hair extensions, these feather hair extensions, and they've done tremendous business. Again, they picked or selected a particular niche, which is obviously, you know, people with long hair, people that are a little bit more fashion forward. They're seeing, you know, celebrities and Hollywood stars wearing these sort of feather hair extensions, and they want to participate. And so flockstocks actually created their own shop just around that particular product, and they've done tremendously well. And so that's a great example. Another one that I think is really quite neat is it's actually it was created by a fairly famous web designer named Tina Eisenberg, and she's better known by her blog name, which is SwissMiss.com. And what Tina did is she created a company called Tatly, T-A-T-T.L-Y. And Tatly is probably the coolest temporary tattoo company I've ever seen. And she went around and she had very well-known designers, particularly in the New York scene, create designs that eventually become temporary tattoos. And so Tatly is doing tremendously well as well, and they're doing some really cool things.
Tell our EPN listeners where's the best place to get involved and get set up and set up shop.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really easy to get set up. Shopify.com/contest. Again, whether or not, you know, you're already an entrepreneur, you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you have some experience in e-commerce, or for the first time, you feel like it's time for you to make, maybe have a little bit of a hobby business, maybe you want to supplement your income, maybe you've been passionate about being an entrepreneur but haven't had the opportunity. The opportunity is there. The contest is really easy to sign up. The material and the education is just phenomenal. And in terms of the prizes, we think that if you give this thing a real go, it certainly will be worth your while. And from what we're seeing, again, over $1.9 million amongst these stores so far in the contest, and we're not even at the halfway point, we think it's a really worthwhile opportunity for any entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur.
Harley, what a super opportunity you're providing here, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here on E-Commerce Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Happy to be on, and thanks again for your time.
And that was Shopify's Chief Platform Officer and Legal Counsel coming to us this afternoon from their headquarters in Ottawa, Ontario, Harley Finkelstein. If you've ever considered selling online, now is the time with Shopify's Build a Business Contest. The prizes include not only cash, but the opportunity to meet and talk business with Tim Ferriss, Seth Godin, and Gary Vaynerchuk. With the Christmas buying season approaching, there's still plenty of time to be a contender. For all the info and to enter, visit Shopify.com/contest.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.